book of St. Luke. And we'll talk on a simple thought. What did the devil say? What did the devil say? A simple little thought this morning. And you can study along with us. Maybe we'll get something out of it. If we do, that'll be great. And if we don't get a whole bunch out of it, you can blame me. Luke 4 and 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. I just love that verse because he's the only one that had been here in the history of the world that could do that. I never said God had never healed anybody in the history of the world. He is the only one that had ever been here or has ever been here that could do this. You could have interviewed him and said, from what school did you graduate? Where did you get your medical degrees? Who did you study under? He never studied under anybody. But he healed the people of all their diseases. How did he do it? Laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many, and we're in need of that this morning. The only thing in the world you can attribute some things to is the devil. The little girl that's just been killed, brutally destroyed, you know that the devil used somebody, but somebody with a warped mind and an evil spirit has done this thing. And people had devils in them and have had devils in them from the earliest time. People have had children they couldn't understand, grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors and friends and enemies that you couldn't understand because at times they reacted different than others so that you could know that there was something bad wrong. Got a devil in there. Amen. You may not believe in the devil. You go to the jailhouse, the insane asylum some places and other places, and you'll find some that have nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with them but evil spirits. I know I used to visit folks in the insane asylum quite a bit, and I found some that was perfect. They warned me of one woman, and they said, that woman right there, Preacher Moore, can write you, dictate you a letter or write you a letter and punctuate that and as good as anybody ever could. And read it. It sounds like a lawyer wrote it. And have you mail it for her. And in 30 minutes time, we'll have her in a padded cell with a straitjacket on because she'll kill herself with butting her head against the wall and no telling. And she'll come out of that and be as normal as anybody. And we cannot find anything wrong with this woman. That's in America. Brother Moore knew that. Where did that happen? Down Norman, in St. Solomon. I'm not knocking anybody, but I'm saying he cast devils out of people, and many crying out, saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. What did the devil say? More than folks got sense enough to say a lot of time. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And now we're going to talk on the thought, what did the devil say? And he acknowledged that Jesus was the Son of God, and Jesus now, he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. He made the devil shut up. And that's where we've got our thought from this morning, is what did the devil say? Talks every language under heaven. Talks every language under heaven. He puts imagination in people's mind. It's as real as the sunlight. And speaks to people. Go and kill that person. And carefully they'll make their plans and make them so successful until they cannot and have not and will never find who killed certain people to this day. Because the devil planned that so perfect till they can't find out who done it. What did the devil say? Well, when he come out of the people, he cried out at this time and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Why did he say that? Because God wanted the world to know, as well as the devil knows, that this is God's only Son that died. What makes you think it is, Brother Moore? There ain't been nobody else come here. And there never will be nobody else come here that's done what he did. Nobody. Amen? Nobody. All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to Genesis 3 and 1. We are studying in our lesson this morning for a little while on what did the devil say. You may think it's not important to know what he said. You better know it's important to know what he said. Does he talk to everybody? Everybody under the sun. and every language under the sun. Amen? What, do you think we're the only nation that's got any people committing suicide? Got any people robbing people, beating people, mistreating people? Well, no. The devil uses everybody in the human family similar situations. You know why they're still killing over in that dark country we are reading about? Every day, nearly 200 or 300 more massacred. One side massacred. In our modern day of education, when folks ought to know better than to shoot a gun at anybody. So educated till we ought to know better than any of that. Our world is still just the most educated nation in the world. Have used that to make the highest explosives and the most dangerous bombs that could ever be dreamed up. There's a devil. Every home's fine-shaped more. Nobody's home's breaking up. Since we've got educated and America's got modern, everything's straightened out. It's crooked out. It ain't straightened out. Amen. It's the truth this morning. Don't y'all think I mean this morning? I'm talking on what did the devil say? Go to the football game day. Don't go to church for sure. That's part of what the devil says. All right. Amen. God bless you. Here we are in Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. This devil is talking. I wish he'd stop. You can't hardly get his mouth stopped. What's he saying? He's disputing what God said. You go to church, it'll ruin you. If you become religious, you can't be a Democrat or Republican either. You could never be a success as a governor, a mayor, a representative. You could never be a school superintendent. I've got a school superintendent friend that's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire and shouts and dances and speaks another tongue. But the devil said you can't do that. You know why we get defeated all the time? We listen to what he says. Don't let him have part of your life. I woke up in the middle of the night, Ron Salzman, and the devil said, you're near the end of all things. I thought for a little bit it was. But I finally found out who was doing the talking. I said, you hush and I'll talk. I'll be here when the morning comes. Now, I think about that old song. But there was a song, ain't I gonna run? I'll be here when the morning comes. But if you listen to the devil, all you'll have is a sad countenance, and your chin will drag the ground, and it'll be blues, blues from now on. I had that before I got saved. So bad that I stood in the back door of the old house while my dad was in jail hospital. Thank God he wasn't in jail for 6 months. And mama's sick, my brother down with diabetes, me the only breadwinner. And sang that old song, the sun's going to shine my back door someday. Devil talking to me, said, you're blue, sad and blue, but it won't be blue always, he said. That old fella wrote that song, sounded like a devil talking to him. Sun shines under. Well, God rebuked the devil and the sun shined, but he's full of bad news. Don't get too happy about it, because it won't last. That's the devil talking. God answered your prayer, and you need to help, and Lord move. And the devil come up and say, now, don't tell nobody much about it, because your balloon will bust. Amen? He's a talker this morning. What did God say? You should not eat. That's what God said. Well, will that do? No, we need to tear that up. That's what the devil doing this morning. Serpent said in the 4th verse unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. God said you'd die, but I say you won't. I had uncles that bet you $1 million a drop of a hat. I had cousins, and I bet them $1 million, and they'd bet me $1 million a drop of a hat. On some silly, crazy idea they had, there wasn't no way in the world it'd work, but they'd bet $1 million on it. You shall not surely die. I don't care if you stomp the floor and say that, you're going to die. What did the devil say? You won't die. What God told you won't hold water. Oh, he's taxing it this morning. Don't tell me, don't know. I know. Tax you and tax me. God said that, but it won't work. It is working, devil. Don't look it, but I'm 71. And told me that when I was 19. Amen. When I was 17, you said when I started, you just well quit because you won't get from here to first base. Devil, what did the devil say? I don't know what he told you, but I'm going to tell you he talked. Servant said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Look at the 5th verse. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, the devil is telling what God knows. He seems to know more about the Bible than we do. When he talked to Jesus, he said, took him up on a temple, show a pinnacle. Well, that was over in, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's leave that alone a minute. All right, let's go to Job before we go over there. Let's look at Job 1 and 9. Job, if you get it, you read for me. Job 1 and 9. Job 1, 9. Anybody's got it? Start on it. Wait a minute. What? Who answered the phone?
Then Satan answered the Lord.
Who is this on the other end? This is Satan. What good encouraging news do you have for me this morning? He talks to Effie. Talks every language under heaven. I'm honest, children. You know, this preacher just preached things to sound like the important when they didn't say nothing. And I've done some of that, but he'll wake you up in the middle of the night, girl, and tell you, there ain't no hope for you. Maybe others can, but you can't. It's in the line right out there for you. Won't be long, you'll be gone. What did Satan say? Well, now, this fellow Job, seemed like the devil doesn't talk about good men as he had bad men. He's never come to me and said, did you know my servant Jesse James was a pretty good servant? He's never said nothing like that to me. It's always about them saints. About them poor widow women that'll pay tithes and offerings in the church when you know you need it worse than the church does. Devil shut all the churches down and have all that money put into gambling casinos and tell folks they can win a bunch if they'll gamble a bunch. Ain't nobody ever wins. Well, what do you mean, Brother Moore? They go back and lose it. Amen? My brother-in-law with 50 other oil field representatives was flown into, what's the name of that gambling place up there? Las Vegas. I've been right by there. Well, they flew them up there for nothing, Ron, and rented them a modern air-conditioned central heat and air and best place you could stay. And every one of them won $250 to $500 a piece, and it's about 60 of them. Doth Job fear God for naught? He's talking about Job, and he talking this morning, preaching on what did the devil say. My brother-in-law come back and said, we all won, man. Said, we won. Dumb old devil. No, he ain't a dumb old devil. He's like the old gorilla that was out the zoo. I know this happened. I wasn't there, but I know what happened. He played pull the rope with him. He just loved to. They say we're the descendants of gorillas. I'd rather say they were the descendants of us as to say it like that, hadn't you? I've seen folks look just like gorillas nearly. Amen. But to say we descend from them, Ron's a shame. We did not descend from them. It's still just as dummy dumb as they've ever been. Gorillas had never been no smarter than they was from the days of Adam. Amen. But look, that old dumb gorilla played pull the rope with them. He inched up a quarter of an inch. He just had all his life behind there. He didn't have to get in a hurry. He inched up a little in his old boy till one day, whomp, he liked to got him. He played pull the rope till he got that. That's the way the devil does. He just kept feeding a little behind him till he seen his chance, and he liked that happen. All right, let's go on with that thought.
Hast not thou made an hedge about him?
You built something around him. Now, that's the deal of it. He what else? What else? Read the rest there.
And about his house.
Yeah.
And about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and it doth.
How'd the devil know that? Devil's talking here. You blessed the work of his hands. God, he know that. Read it.
And his substance is increased in the land.
Uh-huh.
But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Touch all he's got? Are you through the 11th verse yet?
Yes.
Put forth your hand and touch all he's got, and he's going to curse you to your face. Michael, go to Luke 4 and 1 for me. Isn't that what the devil's telling God what to do? He'll curse you to your face. You know, sometimes we're on a test. That's what we're on. Sometimes, and the devil starts his talk right there. Talking the same thing you ever heard. And are we in the talkingest time it ever was? But right in the middle of that talk is another little voice. And I've heard him plainer the last few years of my life than I've ever heard him. He's on the internet and the outer net. All the nets. He's in it. And he talks. But just let me tell you what I heard. Watch him. He's got two people this morning. These are women. They're ready to pull each other's hair over what the devil has said to this one and what the devil has said to that one. And ain't a word of truth in any of it. But he just goes to this one and tells this one something against that one, and goes to that one and tells this one something against that one. And by the time they meet, they're ready to pull ears and hair and scratch faces because the devil talks. Just as real as it can be. What did I give you to read? All right. Wait a minute. 40 days tempted of what?
The devil.
Well, it was the moving picture show tempted me. No, I doubt it. I was tempted with men or women. Well, but what we're talking about this morning is, what did the devil say? There's no harm in meeting friends and people, but the devil gets in there and starts talking. That's what messes things up. And he was tempted of the devil. Read what he said, Michael.
In those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. The devil said unto him,
wait a minute. Hold it there. Who said that? Who's he talking to? Don't he know who Jesus is? Why would he talk to Jesus like this? I don't understand the nerve of this devil. This is God's son. And here the devil is talking to God's son. Do you think he's going to pass you up? Do I think he's going to pass me up? If we can decide which is the voice of the devil and which is the voice of God, we can make it easier. Brother Moore, it just confuses me. That's the devil. We're getting lined out now on who's doing the talking. You say, I'm just confused over religion. Well, there's the devil now. Well, who do I need? Number one, you need a good preacher. Sure, you need God, but he'll talk to you through preachers. God's too high, too holy, too important to spend his time running among all the nations of the world talking individuals individually. He's got his own program worked out, and a big part of that's a big mouth preacher man. He sent him to talk to you. Amen? That's right. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Not angels, humans. But the devil is talking to the Son of God here. Does he talk to you? If you can find out who it is doing the talking, you get along better with the conversation. Now, what did he say to the devil? Or the devil say to him?
Thou be the Son of God, command this stone.
Now, don't let me offend you, Michael, but it ain't your problem. I'm just stopping you because I want to get the thoughts that come to me. If I've welcomed the opportunity a few times, and you have, to show somebody that you could do what you said you could. If you can do it, let's see you get with it. Just step over and give me room, and I'll show you. In the automotive work, Ron, I'm not a wizard, but I've known a few little tricks. I saved them back till I needed them bad. And when they said, the old preacher man, I'm even the preacher right here now, but they said, oh, that old man, what's he know? I said, would you just step right here, man, and I'll show you something. What did he do? I said, that's for me to know and you to find out. If you're a Christian, why don't you get the job done? Why doesn't God answer your prayers? Devil told. If thou be the Son of God, do what?
Thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread.
Start a bread factory. Ain't nothing more important than eating yourself fat and eating yourself to death and go pay a doctor thousands and thousands of dollars to tell you to go on a diet. Now, don't get offended if you're overweight, children. Now, don't. I've weighed way overweight. I'm not after that. But what I'm saying to you is, the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, start a bread factory. Start making a bunch of... Ain't that just like the devil? I'm lost. I'm away from God. I don't know what in the world to do. Well, go get drunk. Go get you a bottle of wine. Of all the ignorant devils, the devil makes fun of God's people, but I make fun of him. And he's after me. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Wouldn't he have a pile of bread he wouldn't know what to do with if he turned all the rocks to bread? He tries to make the world think we're a bunch of idiots and have us to do something that's far out. Do you know of anybody that has? Sure, the devil talks to preachers even. I went to a meeting where there's a preacher, and he wanted attention so bad he didn't know what in the world to do. And he made bottles about that tall and sold them for a dollar a piece, about as big around as your finger here. Didn't make the bottles. He bought them little plastic stuff. And he poured this oil of some kind in there, sold it for $1 a bottle. And he said, now, it'll heal you. Just touch it and you heal by the power of God. Don't ask me what's in it. It's a secret. God told me how to mix it. Mercy, mercy, mercy. People gulped it down. If thou be the Son of God, make these rocks turn to bread. Do something crazy. Devil tries to talk to saints into doing something that's not God's will. He's talking today. What else did he say?
Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
I can't worship if my guts are not full. I can't worship if I ain't got plenty of money. I can't worship if I ain't got plenty of food. I can't thank God if the cupboard ain't full. Man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus is talking to the devil, and the devil is putting material things before God. He don't care about you being a Christian, about you doing the will of God. He's trying to talk Jesus out of what he is. You can't be saved. If you were saved, you wouldn't have the trouble you're having, Brother Moore. If you were saved, you'd never have need of nothing. He's an exaggerator. He's a liar, and just as real as my voice is. And in the night, when he keeps you awake, he'll talk to you. It's just as plain as if God is talking to you. It's like that old boy that told my preacher friend, this fellow was a little off in Wichita, Kansas, just a little, about 40, never had a girlfriend in his life. He said, and my old preacher friend said, I had a dream about you last night. He did, and just a foolish dream, and it tickled him, and he just teased the old boy, but he did. He said, Jeff said, I dreamed that I married you last night to a lady. Oh, he said, you're all around and around. He danced all in the room. Oh, glory, he said. I said, Jeff, you are, and he's just a little off. He said, it's from God. It's God. It's God. It's God. It's God. Jeff said, the only problem was you couldn't say yes. Jeff did have the dream, just an old crazy dream. And he had married lots of folks, and he had asking this old boy, will you take her to be your lawfully wedded wife? And said, you never could say nothing. Said, I couldn't marry you to her. Never did happen. And he just shouted in the circle. I was there. Devil just torments people and aggravates people and talks to people. I wouldn't go to the altar. Don't go to the altar. Don't go to the altar. Your trousers is ripped. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or honor now. I'm telling you, I know the devil talks to people just as real as if somebody just told you, as your mother said, son, your trousers is tore. Don't kneel at the altar. Stay on your seat, and we'll get home and fix them for you. Nothing wrong with his trousers at all. It's been so real in my ministry till I have had people... on a circumstance I just told you about, step into the men's room and examine the clothes of a gentleman to see if his trousers ripped. It wasn't ripped at all. The devil didn't want him down to that altar seeking God. That's simple, Brother Moore. He's talking simple stuff here. What else did he say?
And the devil taking him up into
You ever have a devil take you on a trip, Michael? Just to blow out. Like they're going to have New Orleans. Been drunk half the night down there and the lights went out. They said they just kept on because they're drunk anyhow. Amen. As folks come back tonight, that's $3,000 they saved for all their life just to get to go to a big blowout like that and come back to a big headache. And all they got for that was a headache. Amen. Amen. They were still taking folks on wild trips. Way up on the high mountain. I can see some saints this morning. Why aren't you church? I'm up here on this mountain. Who told you to go? I thought it was God, but he got mixed up. I can't want to get back off of it. Now I look like I'm going to die. I kind of come down off of it. The devil once told me to go. Did you ever have a strong impression hit your mind just like it's just somebody talking what you ought to go and do? You may have had one like that old woman had it said to me, she treated me snotty. I'm going to treat her snotty. Wow, trip from the devil. Telling you something. Read that. Are you reading that plain there? What else did it say?
And shoot unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
That's pretty quick to show him all that, man. He can show you a bunch of stuff more than you can write down. Amen. If you write down all the threats he's made to you, you'd be dead this morning. Go ahead.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine.
Hold it just a minute. Now, I don't believe what he said here. I don't really believe that. I know he's got lots of followers, and I know that a lot of people worship him, and I know they don't have to, and they do because they yield themselves to the devil. You may say, I don't know whether there is a devil or not. Just hang around. You'll find out. He'll get you in so much you can't get out of it. I mean, but I've never been able to believe this story right here. That all the kingdoms of the world belong to him. And if he wanted to, he could give it to Jesus. And if he'll fall down and worship him, he'll give it to him. I believe this lying thing is lying again. Amen? If thou wilt fall down and worship me, it's mine, to whomsoever I will, I give it. I don't buy a story here. What did Jesus say to him?
Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
You see, what Jesus just bypassed all that multiplied billions of dollars worth of stuff he's supposed to own, and God himself said he owned the cattle of 1,000 hills, so there's 1,000 hills over there full of cattle that the devil don't own. But he claimed it all, and Jesus just bypassed that like he didn't say nothing. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. All Jesus was interested in is worshiping the Heavenly Father. He wasn't worrying about gold and silver and clothes and cars and lands. He put first things first. And it seems to me, when you do, you fare better if you put first things first. Amen? How many ever heard the devil talk to him? Well, that helps me. I don't feel so bad now. And the ones that didn't raise their hand nodded their head. So I won. You tell the devil on the way home to Satan, get thee behind me. And look out as he goes back. Let him go. You got to be willing to turn him loose. Have mercy, have mercy. I don't know if the souls I've met in 52 years of preaching, it had some big old excuse the devil told them about not worshiping God. You can't hold a good job. I've got a friend down there in Arkansas, it's ahead of that bank. When I walk in there, that lady says, Preacher Moore, I haven't seen you and I don't know whenever. Where in the world have you been? She's a holy roller out of that church down there that Ben pastored for years. She's raised right in there, a holy roller. Big in the bank down there. Devil say, you can't do it. How many of you women have ever seen a wealthy one? I'm not talking. Devil say, you can't do it. How many of you women have ever seen a wealthy one? I'm talking about a woman worth millions of dollars that dressed like a homeless woman. I have. I read of one old lady that's got just multiplied hundreds and thousands and millions, I believe, at the time I read about her. And she wore the craziest hats I ever seen. She said she didn't care what anybody thought about her hats. She was what you call financially independent. Independent. She made her own style. She didn't worry about what was a foot from the floor or 3 inches, and the world don't either. If the whole world goes to the style girls 2 inches above the floor, they'll have them on all over America. In the next 30 days, all the women's clothes will be 2 inches from the floor. Or if they got them 6 inches above the knee, they'll all go to 6 inches above the knee, whatever the devil tells them to do. And the fellas that he talks to about that, you hear me say, fellas, I don't want men taking the place of women, but to have, and the greatest designers in the world that make you look modest or immodest are in Paris, France, or somewhere across the water most times, and they ship that stuff over here and put it on models, and you buy it, and men do it. The devil's got... I hope, if you ever heard anybody talk on this altar this morning, what did the devil say? He seems to be able to get across to men better than he can women designers. This is what you do to the women of the world. They'll give $150 to $700 for that skirt that's got a half a yard of material in it. Made out of a 10-year-old coon's hide. You say, yes, they can. They can put monkey skin on them. Because the devil talks to people. Amen. I have actually seen, I'm honest now, I'm not a judge of clothes. I have seen fellas that look worse than the circus clown. I'm talking about men of mind. I went to the college, and some of them professors look like natural-born ignoramuses. They look as bad as a baboon. Girls, you three again, they don't even comb their hair, a lot of them, not all. Amen, girls, is that right now? They just soon come into class with a pair of shoes that look like they come from where mine does sometime, from the Salvation Army, with a pair of jeans on, smelling like they hadn't took a bath for 30 days. Now, Brother Moore, do you know? Yes, I do know. All of them? No, there are exceptions. But some of them dare society to say a word against them because they're wise men. Hemingway, the man that killed himself, wrote books that brought him hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's something wrong with him. What was it? Devil. Amen. That's all Jesus had to do to that fellow that's running, cutting himself in the tombs, was to get the devil out of him. He said, I just don't know what's wrong with that woman. Well, it's according to what you're talking about. She limp? Well, that ain't necessarily the devil. She carries one arm down low? No, that ain't necessary. She throws the frying pan clear across the kitchen into the wall when she burns her chicken and cusses and breaks the eggs in the floor of the feet. Devil here! Need a preacher to diagnose that. What else did he say? We got to her. You're not reading as fast as I would have been, but I love it. What does it say?
He brought him to Jerusalem and set him on
a trip. Wait a minute. Now, he's taking him on a trip. Did the devil ever take him on a trip? He's an extremist at it. 40,000 feet. I can't only breathe up here. See deep. Drowning down here. He goes from one extreme to another. You will soon starve to death, Terry Moore. Won't be long, you're on the road now. A few more tickets and you've had it. Be behind the bars from now on. They'll throw the book at you as soon as they see you. Amen. This boy dies down on his head on a basketball court. That'll be the end of him. I mean, I'm illustrating on the devil's newspaper this morning. Why do you feel so bad you've got cancer? I ain't either. Upset my stomach eating that kraut weenies is what it is. I know what it is. But don't tell. Now, children, you know he does talk. Don't he? I wouldn't leave the house this morning. It's a bad moon on the rise. Amen. The world knows it. They know there's something. I don't know the song, but I go by places and hear music sometime, and I'm a music maker, and little tunes catch a man sometime. And I went by somewhere years ago, and there's a... Some fellow said, don't go out tonight. There's a bad moon on the rise. I was raised before I thought that. It's a bad moon. That's when the creepers start creeping around. The bad moon. That's a hand-me-down thought we got years ago. Bad moon on the rise. Moon, certain times of moon, has something to do with the way folks creep and steal and kill. It don't either. It don't have one thing in the world to do with it. You haven't heard that? Well, now, how many has? Help me out. How many heard about the moon? Affects folks. That's when the killers is loose. That's when the creepers creep. The moon ain't got nothing to do with it. What did he say? He carried him where? Preaching on, what did the devil say? He loved Jerusalem. He liked it. That's where he wanted to kill the saints and prosecute them, persecute them, and destroy them. The devil likes Jerusalem. That's where he took Jesus to Jerusalem. Right.
And he set him on a pinnacle of the temple.
He took him way up above everybody else and set him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Then what did he say to him?
He said unto him, if thou be the Son of God.
He's talking in Hebrew here, I reckon, or English, or German, or Spanish. He can talk every language fluently under heaven. You'll think it's God for sure because he won't miss a syllable. What did he say?
Cast thyself down from him.
Throw you. Y'all ain't never seen me do that up here, have you? If I was in the spirit and jumped off from it, you ain't never seen me get up here and just hop. You ain't going to either. What's he trying to do? Make Jesus prove who he is. If you're a saint and you know you are, turn some sets all across all them benches to the back. You know what I say to the devil? Turn them yourself, Bigfoot. You turn them across the devil. See there? Interference. The devil wants to make a fool out of every one of us. All them holy rollers are just alike. They don't know when to start or when to quit. They can't hardly get in and out the door. I've had that news for years and years until they got bad sick. And the old man that owned the motel on that end of the town in the mountains of Virginia, I know, I tell you, town. He owned a motel on that end and he owned a motel on the other end. And he's a church member all his life, a sinful, cussing, drinking, hypocritical church member. But he began to die. He called his daughter into his bed. This happened. He'd raised her in that worldly group that wasn't saved. Sister, he said, this might be all right to live by. What do you mean by that? It got him business. It made him money. But it's not the kind of religion to die with. Go down yonder to that tabernacle, call that Holy Tabernacle, and get that man Grant Horton and bring him to my bed. That's what they done. And that old wealthy man that owned that turned to God. When Earl Holcomb was preaching on where his church is, it's in Sand Springs, but I was trying to think the exact name. Anyhow, he rode back and preached one Sunday morning as hard as he could, and there's a holler runs behind his church up the mountain. One of the richest real estate men in Sand Springs lived up there in the house. God caused that voice to carry it. This is God. Children, that's a God. I know you ain't heard from him in a while. Maybe you ain't answering the right number or something, but look, his voice echoed up that holler, and that old real estate man, I know this. I seen him. He's gone now, but I knew him. He said, where is that voice coming from I hear? Daddy, we don't know. He said, now that's strange. Go out in the yard and listen. See if you can go find where it's at. They could hear God had Earl Holcomb voice echoing up that holler amongst all them houses. And that old man, that house sick up there, heard it. He said, find out where he's at. They come back and told. He wasn't deathly sick now, but he was sick. Been down, up and down, but sick. Couldn't stay on the job. He got up and got in his car and drove down there and followed the sound of that voice and drove up in front of Earl Holcomb Church and got out and went in and listened to that man preach the gospel. Wasn't long, they had a heart attack in the bathtub. He said, get that preacher. They got him up there still laying underwater, wouldn't get out. He had a heart attack. Pray for me. Prayed for him, wound up baptizing him in water. He heard. The devil talks and God talks. But now, let's go further with what he's doing here.
The devil speaking said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Did you hear this quotation here? That had to be God. No, it had to be the devil. He's a Bible quoting outfit. He knows it verbatim. Now, if you jump off of here, throw a flying leap off here without the aid of a parachute or nothing, just be a bungee jumper. Put your head on the floor here. Amen? He does tell people crazy things. Dive off head first. No parachute or nothing. You know what the devil wants to make out of Christian? A fool. I hope that the world will have to say somewhere when I'm gone, he was dumb like a fox. Throw yourself off. You know what God said? Anytime you dash your foot against a stone, he'll take you up. Well, now that's a little different than just diving off head first. We have hope that the Lord will catch us, and he'll help us, and he'll have mercy. But you start that jumping off them things and diving off them things and thinking you'll trust God and dive straight toward a rock down the swimming hole, you're going to get your head busted out on the rock. What else did he say? He's talking. That devil's talking.
And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him 40 seasons.
He left till he could think up more to say, and I know he's been back. Lord God, who is this on? Who's that knocking on the door? It's a little Red Riding Hood. Say that again, will you please? It's a little Red Riding Hood. Uh-oh. I thought I discerned something else in there beside the female voice. That's just exactly the way the devil does. He don't win, he gets discouraged, and you never hear from him again. Thank God for that. That ain't the way it is. Did you all have any trials last month? Have you had any this month? Let me go back 6 months. Did you have any 6 months ago? Have you had any since? Did you ever have any good propositions offered to you that was full of holes and wound up to be a bunch of lies? There wasn't a thing in the world to it? Now, I'll tell you, Michael, where you're going to go to work, the devil talks over there. But he talked where you worked before and where you work. And he talks where Ron works. And he talks where you all work. And if you don't pray for God to help you to have discernment, he talks like an angel sometimes. He talks angel talk. And he did his best to talk the Son of God into doing crazy things. Amen? Have I ever met any of the saints that you tried to talk into doing crazy things? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I sure have. What'd you do, Brother Moore? Done my best to talk them out of it. But he does. Throw yourself down. And then he left for a season. Yes, sir. Who is that at the door? It's your best friend. I've come to help you out of the condition that you've got yourself into. Come right in. Devil. Sprayed down. Smells beautiful. Looks beautiful. I believe, ma'am, it would be best for you to leave the man that you're now married to and marry me. I'm just illustrating, but you know I'm telling you the truth this morning. And we're preaching and teaching on the devil talks every language on earth. Let's see if we can find out a little more about that. Did you get to the 12th verse there, Michael? I'm going to take my other read. I got some other good readers. But you go Job 2:7, son. Job 2:7, Harp. And we're going to wind up just coming in just right here. And I've made a few remarks on what is the devil say? What did the devil say? What does the devil say? Does he talk to people today? He does. There's a person got a gun loaded. You know it. So right now, they'll kill somebody before night. The devil has said, go kill him. Go kill her. Blind to the fact they'll have to spend the rest of their life in jail over it. Blind to what they're going to have to do to pay for it. But just through jealousy or hatred, go kill them. And it's as real as the daylight. They've heard that voice say, kill him. I've actually dealt with folks that had a thing talking to him so bad till I just had to pray for God to block their ears so they couldn't hear that. It was too real. He came here. He came right here. And, you know, Job's wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? Sometimes the devil is a strange giver of advice. This fellow came here We prayed for him, and God healed his back here. He said he did. I met him long after. He said I was healed right there. But he's already in a deal with the company he worked for, and they knew his back had been injured. They didn't care about healing. They just wanted to get off the hook with him. And the insurance company paid off so much for this back injury. He came here to me. Brother Moore, what do you think ought to do with the tithe money off of this that the insurance money has given me? We were poor. Poor. Just part of making it. You think I said, you ought to give it to me? No, that's what I should have done. I was his pastor. This church prayed for him. Where would it went back in this church? Burning gas to get here. Helping on the building. Like I've been doing. That's all. But I was amazed at him. He sat in his office and asked me, who do I think he ought to give it to? I didn't say nothing. Just obey God, brother. Well, I'm thinking about giving Brother So-and-so some, and Brother So-and-so some, and Brother So-and-so. Was it a large amount of money? No, it wasn't a large amount of money. No great amount of money. Maybe $1,500, $2,000. The tithe. I didn't ask him for it. Sometimes the devil talks to people and does makes them do ways it's not God's will. You be careful what you listen to. I'm not out for money. I'm not out for your money. You understand it, don't you? But the devil talks to saints sometimes. Amen? I thought how out of order that was not to bless this little church that he had been healed in. I couldn't put that on. I'm telling you all this. But I couldn't just, I'm not a man that's after anything people's got. But I thought, man, you ought to use your head. You ought to bless the little church that God has blessed you and helped you with. I couldn't take no glory for his healing. I never healed nothing in my life. But what did the devil say? There are people in jail this morning, and there's people in church this morning that have wished for years they could have decided which voice that was talking to them. I have actually dealt with people that heard voices talking to them, and I knew it wasn't the Lord, and I told them it wasn't. I give God the glory. I'm nothing, but that's sad. But look, sometimes it's a devil talking through a wife, through a husband, sometimes through a preacher. But I trust that this morning I've said something that'll bless you and help you. And you'll not be confused and go off saying, I don't know how I can find out. I can tell you how you can find out. Seek God. Don't take every answer that comes to your mind. Yes or no, don't take every answer. God's never angry with anybody that says, Lord, I don't understand. I'm confused. Help me find my way. Don't just fall for any and everything someone tells you. Anything that God is in will come out right. It'll make sense after a while. If you stay with God and wait on God, you can stand on it. It'll work. Amen? When I grew up, we were going to make water out of gasoline out of water. Well, not gasoline, but stuff you could run in cars out of water. And we was working on stuff that you could pour in your gas tank. Wouldn't cost you hardly nothing. It didn't start. It never started. We couldn't fart on it. Got to be careful about the exaggerating devil. He'll exaggerate things to you. Have you all built up in something that you don't need to get built up in? I was with a preacher a while back. He's 80 years old. He's a great, good man in the hills of Arkansas. He come through the door of the house. I love him. You would too. He's a great man. He's about 6'2", and he's way over 80 now and still preaching. He said, wife, I just won another $1 million. Just throw her down on the table. Another million's come in, wife. I did, too. I just know the way Reader Digest talked to me last time I had issues of it. Every one I got wrong, I was a winner. Said I was a winner right there. Right on, just pull this label off and that number right there. And you won. I thought they told me the way they put the language that I won before. I just know that if I was a gambling man, it wasn't. I'd have bet somebody, I'm not a gambling man, that the numbers on it says right here, I'm a winner. It said I was a winner, but I wasn't. act just like the devil. Leave the church. Go out in the world. You won't get in trouble in the world like you have in the church. Well, how many killings you ever seen in the church? How many robberies ever been pulled in here? What church was you in when they whipped out a knife and stabbed each other to death in there? Got so drunk, they puked all over the pews. What church was that? But that lying devil's still talking. It's going to church. It's got you into it. My suggestion is go to the bar, and the only thing that gets you out of that's Undertaker. Devil talk to you this morning? Nobody loves you. Don't let that lying outfit. Ugly as you and I are, people love us. Be married, me in the shape I'm in. Had a horse's head all my life. See how long it is through here? Just like a horse's head. God loves you. He gave his son to save you. And here comes the devil in his Cadillac or in his wheelbar on his bicycle. He rides everything. To come to talk to you and get you to tempt God and then accuse God to you. Jump off, Jesus. Jump off. Jump off. I said jump. He said he'd give his angel charge. What if Jesus had jumped? Bump, hit the ground down there. Oh, I believe my hips broke. See there? Why don't God help you? Get you to devil talk. Get you to do something foolish and then run God down to you when you get into it because you can't get out of it. I hope God helps us all to have sense enough to know when we get ourselves into it to say, God, it's my fault I got myself into it. It's not Jesus' fault, the Holy Ghost's fault, or the church's fault. It's my fault. Help me get out of it. I ain't talking about your problem this morning. I'm just talking about God and the devil. He'll. You know what he do? Keep you awake all night figuring on something you can do that's not the will of God for you, and then do it, and you get into it over it. He'll never apologize to you over it. He'll keep you awake all night again another night on another proposition that'll do the same thing your last one done, and he'll never apologize to you any time you fail. He'll just keep you awake again and say, this'll work. I'm not talking about your job, my job, nothing else. I'm just talking about that devil. Talk anything. Amen. Go to wear a miniskirt. Your husband will like you better in them. You will look nicer in a miniskirt. You say, Brother Moore, he ever talked to homeless people? Sure, he talks to homeless people. Amen. I went into the bank. I'm going to have to, may have to take part of this tape off. I don't know, but we've got more tape left. Now, what can I do? You can't eat as long as I got this tape here. I went, Dina, I'm going to talk to you about this. You're never going to do this. I know you're not. But I went into the bank, and the new teller they got said, I said, whoop. I'm telling you, I like to. I just, whoo. Deep purple lipstick. Deep purple. And big old lips. I'm telling you what, I couldn't hardly look at her. A preacher just ain't cut out to communicate sometimes. Don't ever marry a woman with deep purple lipstick. She tried to wait on me, and I didn't. For a minute, I thought she's mouth is injured. There's something wrong. She's been injured. And she had great big old lips. I wanted to tell the young lady before I got through, child, change colors. Change colors. If you're going to wear it, get one that's kind of natural looking. It matches your skin. Look like snake hide or something across there. I'm not trying to be mean. But you know what the devil done to some of our beautiful girls in America? Made them look like witches. You know I'm telling you. I know a lot of sinner women. They all look like witches. But I've seen some children. I went over to college and one girl had her hair. You girls, you follow me now. It was dyed right down the middle. One side was one color and the other side was the other color. A lot of sense. Going to make a doctor or a teacher or something. Is the devil talking to anybody this morning? You know in this day of surveillance, if any of y'all decide to rob a bank, undecide. You can't get away with it. I grew up in the days of Jesse James's grandpa. No, Pretty Boy Floyd, not Jesse. Pretty Boy Floyd's grandpa sat right over where the old depot is in Salisaw. And Pretty Boy, I know his kin folks. When I was a young preacher, you didn't talk against Pretty Boy Floyd in Salisaw. You did not talk against Pretty Boy Floyd in Salisaw. His kinfolk run the restaurant, and I ate with him and knew him well. He didn't take talking, pretty boy. But pretty boy told his grandpa, "I'll rob the bank Saturday, grandpa." Grandpa was an old-time mountain man. He wasn't a religious man. He wouldn't tell nothing. You wouldn't have got it out of him. Grandpa sat on a bench over at the depot across from the bank on Saturday when pretty boy told grandpa, "I'm going to rob it Saturday." Grandpa sat there to see him rob it. He robbed it and left, and pretty boy never did know when he come and went, because that was a woman that robbed the bank. That was pretty boy, dressed like a woman when he robbed the bank. There's a devil that makes folks do bad, under mean things. But I'm going to tell you one thing. He talks boys like that into doing things like that, and they get away. But if you're here the day we're in, don't you think you can get away? I don't think you'll try it. But you can't rob a bank now. And nobody can hardly do it. Oh, a little teller went in the place too, but an uptown bank, they got you everywhere you go. You ain't going to get out of that. But what are you illustrating, Bob? Will a devil quit telling people to do foolish things? Amen? He just keeps on telling them to do all that old crazy stuff. It gets them in jail, gets them killed, give them cancer, and makes enemies because he's a talker. How many languages does he talk? Every language under heaven. He's caused people to run their children through the fire. Oh, that was ignorant. No, no, no. Some of the wisest people in the world offered their children to Molech. They burned their children in the fire. The children of Israel, when they backslid, they sacrificed their children in the fire. We're not doing pretty near as bad. I don't think the little girl at 6 years of age would be dead this morning if mother hadn't sacrificed her at the feet of that idol called worldliness. And a beauty and vain beauty. No telling what that little child had to go through times little by having to stand and practice and go through hours of that grueling stuff and paint her face like a grown woman and dye her hair and put her through all of that. I'm not trying to be mean to mother, but there's a devil to tell people. She needed to be brought up amongst children and brought to church and had a good life. And none of that pressure should ever have been on that child. Amen. You ever hear anybody say you got too big for your britches? That's what they used to tell me when I was growing up. When I got too smart for my own good, Daddy'd take me out of that. He'd say, "You're too big for your britches." The time he got through working on me inside those britches, I'm telling you, I felt like an humble boy. I was humble again. Devil, there ain't talking to you. Well, tell you what I'll do to you, brother. I may not even talk about this tonight. Forget to live. Come here. He'll either push you high and get you this way so you can fall and kill yourself, or he'll put you down so low this way that you never can come up for air. Amen? He'll never speak well about any good thing you ever do. Don't worry about the devil doing that. If you give $10 to the church and you blow out a tar seed there, you hadn't to give that $10. You'd have had it on this tar. And you know that you need a tar on your car worse than you need to give it to the church. Who needs a church? Who needs to be plagued with religion? World more wicked than it's ever been. We fought the war that would end all wars years and years and years and years ago. We fought the war to end all wars in World War I. Then we had World War II in Korea and Nam. And on we go. And now they're killing and killing and killing. Devil's talking. One more war, one more bomb, and they'll all learn to behave themselves. Not without God, they won't.